has to know, standing 2 weeks before, a person has to go into a palace. Now, there's three ways how to go into the palace. There's one way, you walk in the path, you get to the steps, you walk up the steps, there's a call you have to press in, then there's a lock that you have to move, then you wait in the waiting room, another waiting room, and you go to the king. But if you go in that way, you get there. That's the mitzvah. Some people, you know, they don't do that. Now, this way to go, you have to walk in the path for a week. Up the steps takes another day. The way to the lock opens takes another day. Then you have to go to there, and you have to go to there, and you have to wait for this office to open, and that paper, you stamp it here, you get a license, you get a number. It's a system. However, when you finish the system, you're in. Some person doesn't have koyach to wait in line to go in the path. So he comes at the last minute, but he can't go into the palace. So the only way is, he climbs over the wall. Then he manages to get into the palace. But it also takes a couple hours, you know, the ladder. There's a person that comes even later. There's no time even to climb. The only way is, he comes with like a place, with a gun or something, he breaks in a wall into the wall, and he manages to get into the palace. But you know, it's a big avodah. You have to have the bombs and the matzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yom HaDin. If you go in the Mahalach, if the Achomel is Yom HaDin, so when Rosh Hashanah comes, the door is open. It's a gate. A lot of people think, you know, for sure, no, I'm planning to be serious, you know. This is a sign of Achomel is Yom HaDin 2 weeks before. 3 days before, I'll find the Apostle Forum, he comes to the shul with a pile. He's planning to have a very serious Rosh Hashanah, but he doesn't feel, you know, he'll start in Mechazik now, you're going to be Shvach till Rosh Hashanah. It's Chaval to start, yeah? Anyway, it doesn't keep up more from a couple of days, yeah? You'll see Mincha Shabbos this year after the third day. We gave the Mincha Shabbos and this after the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and a Shabbos, yeah? So the person says, I'll start now, Chaval. So he leaves it. And he comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's no way to get in. He has to start to climb on the fence. It's like Reza Avodah. He wonders why he doesn't go, why is that Matzliach? Some people, even that, they don't do. Pshas Ne'ilah, they wake up. Psach Lanu Shar Be'ez Ne'ilah Shar. Try to break the door. Psach Lanu Shar Be'ez Ne'ilah Shar. The first thing is, Chazal tell us that there's a musik to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. Klal Yisrael say, L'Dovid Hashem Ha'iri for a month before Rosh Hashanah. You blow shofar. And the person says, yeah, this is for Chveshish Genoi. For me, a couple days before Rosh Hashanah, you know, some people say that, especially in our generation, the microwave generation. So, you know, people are used to everything could go 1, 2, 3. I'm all taki people were slow, took them time, taki. Gedolei Yisrael didn't speak Dvorim B'Tei in the ganze Elul. A person has to have achon. Even if we don't understand what to do. And even if you don't understand, you come out from here that you didn't understand a word what to do. If you don't prepare yourself to Rosh Hashanah, you are calm, the walls are closed. There's a musik to climb the walls, but it's very hard. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li Rosh Teves Elul. What is the remez in Chazal? Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. If I come to doidi, doidi comes to me. But Hashem wants that the weeks before Rosh Hashanah will be a matzav of ani ledoidi. Is a promise of his ani ledoidi, is doidi li. If a person makes ani ledoidi, Hashem promises v'doidi li. Hashem promises he will be known, he will be close. It's a haftoche from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a haftoche. But you have to do it. You want the doidi li. Person has to know. It's poshut. It's mas b'zayin. Also, a person is scared from a dog. So he walks in the street. Scared from a dog. Sometimes he walks and he sees a dog. He has to remind himself, I'm scared, yeah, I'm scared, and he gets scared. He doesn't have to remind himself. He's scared from the dog. He has to work on himself not to be scared, yeah? But he doesn't have to remind himself, I'm scared from the dog, yeah? He doesn't forget. Why? All of us know, Sidor Rosh Hashanah, Sidor Yom HaDin, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefonecho. And everyone here in this room now wants to be scared from Rosh Hashanah. They're looking to be scared. And you mamash working on yourself, and maybe I'll manage to get you scared for 2 minutes, and then you'll forget about it. Ayala aladas. Ayala aladas. And a person will forget. How a person can forget? Ayala aladas. The answer is, spoke about it a couple of times, Kech Be'oir is a letter from Mr. Blaser from Rabbi Israel, that Yira Shomayim Be'etzem, say Alamol, I see at the beginning is man, you see guys standing in line to get into the Rosh Hashiva here. Yeah, an old sittering, yeah? You know, in our Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, the percentages not to be accepted are very low, yeah? And the guy is so scared, why are you scared? And if you're not getting accepted, you know, we could work it out after it happens. And he's so and here he's standing, could be he's dying tomorrow, could be Zainishkin Parnose, can Zainishkin andere Sachen, so much things could go wrong, and he's trying to get scared. Why? The Talmud is, Rasul says, because Be'etzem, if a person will really, his eyes will open, he'll be so scared, he doesn't even know what to remind him. He will do tshuva screaming and yelling. The Yitzhar has the koyach to be machlish. The Yitzhara has a koyach to be machlish the emune if b'ira oilo. Because if you will have that emune, it will not be a chokhmah to do tshuva. No, if they don't, when a person is scared, he's scared. He's even scared and extinct. Yeah, a person doesn't fall off his bed because he knows that he can't fall off. He doesn't have to be awake not to fall off the bed because he knows it's not good. No, so you know not to do averus, so even by sleep. Was G'dayli Yisrael that by sleep would put the yarmulke on? Was G'dayli Yisrael like that? Why are we not like that? The Yitzhar has a koyach to be machlish this emunah, to make it weak, to make it shvach. He has that koyach. The Yitzhar has that koyach. But our avoda is, Chodesh Elul, before we start, the Etzem Adin, is to work on closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you work on it, ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Say, Alamo, when a person speaks, you know, when you speak to a whole crowd, when that crowd, the people in the end, they're not apart, start to fall asleep, yeah? But when you speak to a person face to face, he doesn't fall asleep, only if he's very, very tired, yeah? Why? Because you're speaking to him. Why, when a person speaks to his friend, every time, he's conscious of what he's speaking, he comes to daven, after a minute he gets lost. The Sforum state, Eile Varecha Veile Vasusim, Anachu B'Shem Hashem Naskil. For them to go to America, they have to take a plane, yeah? Anachu B'Shem Hashem Naskil. Eile Varecha Veile Vasusim, Anachu B'Shem Hashem Naskil. We just started diving, we're already there. What's the pshat? Because we don't feel we're speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't feel. But if a person feels that he's speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he doesn't have to work on davening. He speaks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to work on himself. When you speak to a person, you have to work on yourself to look at him. You're speaking to him, you're looking at him. So, the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is, the avoid of Elul, the achon al yom adin. Hashem promises, ani ledoidi vedoidi li, come close to me and I will come closer to you. Umol Hashem es levavecho es levav zarecho, so if it davis Elul. Hashem promises, I will open, I will make it easier for you. But you have to make a step. Kachu sidro shel tshuva. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li roshetei veselul. That's the metzias. A person has to be misbattle himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's 2 weeks left. Less than 2 weeks left to Rosh Hashanah. If a person takes on himself, he has less than 2 weeks. These 2 weeks I'm going to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A tefillah will be a tefillah, a learning will be a learning, a chesed will be a chesed, midas will be midas, everything will be different. This is the aleph base of the achoneh. The second achoneh is the tshuva, the preparation for the tshuva, we'll get that in a second, bli neder. But the aleph base to be in a ander matziv. What do you think, Gdolei Yisrael didn't speak for the whole Chodesh Elul? What do you think? They had more avos from us. They went... For what? Mishnah Berurah says that a person has to mechazek answer v'yelibay kor v'lashem lo shuv eilov. Chazal will metaken Chodesh Elul for something. That's not for us. The Yitzhar is so, the milchom of the Yitzhar is an Elul more from a Rosh Hashanah. You know why? Because without the Elul, mechazek in Rosh Hashanah. So you have a good feeling and so. You don't know what to do there. take all the Sifsei Chaim to try to find maybe Avodah Shebet Tefillah, maybe Shmoneh Esrei will be a bit longer. You're not Yetzer Rosh Hashanah by managing to daven Shmoneh Esrei 2 hours. It's mamash a shtus. Avodah is also important. You think if you manage to daven over the Chazan Rosh Hashanah, oh, I had a good Rosh Hashanah. And if it went till Nesan HaTekef, Ksiv Achsim HaTekef for sure. It's a marish guy. It's all right. This is it. He lets you to do it. You finish. You feel you had mamash, you feel good. Oh, mamash, this year, I mamash. I was Yaitzah, and I cried even in the Nesan HaTekef. This is the Kayach of the Yitzah. So I'm saying, the first thing he tells you don't get ready for Elul. Don't have a different Elul. Don't have a different Elul. Too much. Nothing comes out with, so I'll behave 2 weeks, good. What's in Afkamina? What's in Afkamina? I gave a mashal, a bad one, so from my Medugna, a mashal. So most of the Pshat people think, so you behave better in Elul. What it helps? Man of Shach. So he gave a mashal, was a king, that he had a birthday. So he wanted, he went over to one of his avodim, and he told him, listen, I have a big birthday. I want, in the birthday, that you make me a becher, that everyone that walks in the room says, wow, I never saw such a thing. But I'm standing there, you have to make that every guy that comes in says, wow, I never saw such a thing. This has to be the koyach of the becher. You could do such a thing? He said, for sure, for the king, I could do everything. But I need a box of gold, a box of silver, and a bag full of diamonds, and I will do it. The king says, but the king is no limit. He sends in the morning a box of gold, a box of silver, a bag full of diamonds. And he said, also, you know, Parnosa this year, the king for sure will take care of it. How much Parnosa you need for the whole year? So the guy gets everything. He says, okay, I have a whole year tomorrow. Start soon. So he does a little bit, you know, he starts to use the money, the gold. He says, that's enough, you know, so much gold. I mean, he took spare just in case. Kids, a month before the time, the avodim come knock on the door. You know, in a month, in a homin abecha. He looks at, you know, a little bit gold is left, a little bit silver. Knows the king will chop off his head. So he decides, you know what, he takes everything what is left. Mamish puts koichas in. Koichas. And he makes this little becher. You know how much he could do? Mamish, a small little becher with the little diamonds that he has. But he, mamish, it's unbelievable. Mamish, small, but unbelievable. The birthday comes, he has it in his pocket, he walks in, and he puts it on the table. And everyone starts, wow, such a becher we never saw. Every guy that comes in. Kids, at the end of the party, the king calls him and said, listen, Be'etzav, I have to kill you. I know, I gave you a box of gold, a box of silver, full of diamonds. But Lemaise, everyone said, wow, you know, I can't. So listen, this year, I will let you off. But next year, I want to see a Rigbeh Becher. So the Magen Medubna says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yom HaDin. If we come with the Elul, or we come with 2 weeks, we put a small little Becher. Hashem says, okay, but you came with a Becher, I will let you off this year. But I want to explain the Moshe a little bit. Moshe is not, it's a nice Moshe, a nice message. You know, a little bit of the amkes of the Moshe. By uns is a musik ba'asher usham. Hashem has done a person ba'asher usham. The Sforim explain why. Because ba'etzam retzoneinu labu des malkeinu and ha'she'or she'be'iso me'akev. We really want to be good. We really want to be good. No, so she'or she'be'iso is me'akev. A person comes and he shows that he wants, that he cares. Kodesh Bochur is misyaches. Bring down a kid, he's messing up. His father comes back, he's about to punish him. He heard the whole day. He comes in, he sees the kid crying. The kid said, listen, I was a terrible kid. Can you make me a favor just to learn with me the Gemara that I missed today in Yeshiva? So the father learns with him, but the whole punishment changes, yeah? Why? The man is trying. You can't say, okay, you know, I said again, our generation, okay, well, Shoshana, we're trying. No. Shoshana is the punishment, you know, it doesn't help them to try. It doesn't help them to try. You have to try before. You have to try before. The person has to try. He has to come to Rosh Hashanah without chole. The person will say, so what it helps every year, we'll see the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Midarkei Hatshuva. Hashem says, Ani ledoidi, come close. Come close. Behave like a yid. Behave like a yid. Behave like a yid. Shem Zaman Erbach told me before I got married, he told me that. He gave me a droche. He said, don't you know, when you go into a meeting, he said, if you look nice, jacket is good. Yeah, and I was a bocher, I was a bit not so much, didn't know what was going on exactly. So he called me for the chasna, he wanted me to be a mensch a little bit. So he told me, you know, a person looks nice. After 2 minutes, they know that he's not a nice person. But the first impression already makes a difference. He said his wash is 5 minutes. He knows it's 5 minutes. I'm advised, you see at 2 o'clock, you already rush. Then you know that's only 5 to 2. But is that a mitzvah? You have to look good. Then after it, how you behave is no chazach. Well, first, the first every time, look, walk into the house, look represented. This was Mesiachas. It was a nice musa. You come to Rosh Hashanah, you have to look nice. You come to Yom Adin, the tzad, ani le doidi ve doidi li, the ribbono shel olam, hot shaychas to gute mensch. Hot nishkin shaychas to bad people. His chevrosoi behar rikel. Malocho v'srof of seve v'moisoi. We want the king, we want to be close to the king. We want to show that we have the Hashem. We have to have a piece of closeness. The achonet to Rosh Hashanah, this is the aleph beis. This is the aleph beis. The achonet to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Adin. These 2 weeks. Don't let us, there's nothing left. Rosh Hashanah, you're busy, so it also goes off a day, yeah? Same Rebbe goes off. I mean, slichas 3 days, we have a week. They're garnished. Person takes it himself, and I'm saying, it's a tovah. He takes a notebook, and he writes down how I behaved this day, that day. To come with 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. I tell you, the Rosh Hashanah is different. You'll be davening different. This help, that is 2 weeks help, is more from all of the help that you'll try to get in Rosh Hashanah to become a different person. You'll be in a different level. Your neshama will be in a different matzav. I heard once a mashal to it, you know, a person doesn't sleep for years. His body is very schwach. You have to take him to a place to take care of him. But you know, a person didn't sleep yesterday for 24 hours, you can't speak to him. So you know, you put him to sleep a couple of hours, he's a little bit awake, we could handle with him. You know, he's missing his lack of sleep for years, we have to take medicine, give him iron and all different zachim b'seder. But you know, if he didn't sleep yesterday for 24 hours, he just falls asleep. The neshama needs to come to Rosh Hashanah wet. And there's only one thing. This is the only thing. And the Yitzhar doesn't want you to do that. He says, leave it, wait to Rosh Hashanah. Then already it's easy for him to win you. Then it's easy for him to win you. This is the first thing. The second thing, to be Mizboinen. And again to be Mizboinen. And again to be Mizboinen. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I tell you, today, on the way to Yeshiva, a taxi driver gave me Musa. And I said, you know what, I'll say it over. I was in the car, but I wanted to be Yeshiva in time today, because Sunday I'm not sure if I'll be in Yeshiva. So I wanted to be in time. I had a bris that I had to go. Canceled, they gave me the car. I had to stay. The kids, I come into a taxi, and we get stuck in such a traffic that, you know, 20 minutes we just had to stand. And like, you know, I was like holding the chair. Like, you know, you could hear my fingers like scraping the chair. So the taxi driver is a friar yid. He tells me, Tishma ma shechiloni omer lecha. And he knows me, he called me in my name. I don't know how he knows my name. He says he takes a lot of bochum, so he knows my name. So Tishma ma shechiloni omer lecha. Kol akava letova mehashamayim. Ani yodea et ze. Vani yagid lecha. He said, I was saying it in English. I was explaining. He said, I was a soldier in the Lebanon War. And my job was in the tank to, you know, put the bombs inside. Totchan, they call it, I don't know how you say it in English, shoots out. So he's the one that sits the most inside, because there you put the bombs in the machine and it shoots. And we were called to go out to Lebanon, you know, everyone jumps into the tanks. And we're running, and I was in the main tank of the general. And everyone is getting ready. And I tell him, no, let me to go into my seat. He says, a second. I said, just let me to go into my seat. He says, a second, I just have to tell more people. I said, just let me to go into my seat. I said, I did what I never did. I just kicked him in his face. I said, I need to shoot. We need to be there. I said, I'm the general. Just be quiet. One more time, I'm putting you in jail. Just stay upstairs. And I'm sticking out, you know, in the tank and fuming. You know, I want to shoot. You know, I know that this is what we have to do. If not, we'll... And in that second, I hear six whistles and six big missiles flow into our tank, everything destroyed. I fly, I fall down, I'm in hospital for 3 months. Nothing was left in the tank. I pushed to get in and Hashem didn't let me to get in. I don't know why he left me here. Okay, then I already told him why. But so I don't know why. I said, you don't know why he left you. It was sugar, yeah? But he doesn't know. I said, you know, he left you here, no? But he told me, but I realized, I tried to push. I called my Hashem. So he told me, and you, you're a rabbi? And the cars, and the fingers are scratching the chair? But you don't know the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I was waiting the whole day. I tried to say, maybe I'll manage also to find out why I was late. The valet didn't manage. I wanted, like, you know, mamish to make it like a double shoulder. But I'm sure one day I will find out. A person has to believe in Rosh Hashanah, and this is the way to work on himself before Rosh Hashanah. Everything is from Boira Olam. Everything. It looks, the Yitzharah tells you, doesn't make a difference. Last Rosh Hashanah, next Rosh Hashanah will be the same. This is his next line. After you didn't prepare, there's no difference. Avade, avade. Avade, you're diving good. But lemaisa, yeah? You don't think, oh, he's diving good, he will have a good year. I didn't diving good. It doesn't go like that. The koyach of Yitzharah is to tell us the Yom HaDin doesn't make a difference. And it's epikosis. The Yom HaDin makes a difference forever. Zog the Ramban and Shah HaGmul. We don't see it. We don't understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Tzadik v'ra loy, Rosho v'toiv loy. Because if not, we'll be no Nisoyen. But who's the Talmud from the Ramban? The Ramban promised him, you know, when he comes up to the Shemaim, he told him exactly, you go left and right and then you take, Mamash, he told him the whole thing. But he said, when you get there, I have 7 questions in Emunah. I want you to ask if Mekisa HaKovet and give me a Tkiya Skaf to come back. And he gave the Ramban a Tkiya Skaf. For a month he never came back. After a month he came back and he told him, Rebbe, like you told me, I went left and right, it's exactly like you know. He said, invest me the shyless. He says, when you come there is no shyless. I couldn't ask. Everything is clear, it doesn't look strange. So I don't know what to answer you. It's not a question what to answer. It's no akasha. Tzadik v'raloi because, Rosh v'tovloi because, it's not even akasha. Unzere emunah is, every knetch in Rosh Hashanah forever will be a difference. And you'll ask me a kasha, so why, so ever? This is the question we don't know the answer. And the way to work on it is to learn Musa. The Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is meduk de kechut asairo. Everything, yesh din ve yesh dayan. The Gemara says, one of the Amiroim, 400 barrels of wine became choymetz, the Gemara in Brochas. So all the rabbanon legavasrei, they told him, "Yefash mishmar b'maisov." You know, look, maybe you did something wrong. Omar le, michashidnu be'enaychu. What you choshed me? Is it Tana Amir? What you choshed me? What you giving me a hint? Omar le, umichoshid kotshi brichu be'enaychu. Davidina beleidaina. So you want me to be choshed the ribbono shel olam? He said, "I checked and I didn't find no avir." Know what it means? I didn't find no avera. Alevai and Othar one day, yeah? I didn't find nothing. So he told him, but the oris, you're not giving the oris. One man the Omar, he has to get chutz in the fruits, some of the wood for burning. He said, that oris is a ganef. If he takes triple what he has to take. He said, no, yeah, he's a ganef, but you have to give your part. And on that came. So he said, I'm mekabel on me to do tshuva. So the Gemara says, 2 man the Omar. 1 man the Omar holds, it became back wine. One man almost says, no, that vinegar became so expensive, the same price of wine. The more glass, what is a bigger ness? Yeah? But das ist unsere Emune. Das ist unsere Emune. We don't know, the Ramban Shah Gmul goes, how the schar is for every year. In these 2 weeks, every day, the way you do it is other by learning Musa. It's different ways. To misbein in a couple minutes, and the emunah of Boira Olam is manning is Olam, and Rosh Hashanah is koiveya. Even if we don't understand it. The person will tell me, but I'm working on myself, and it never worked. You know what you do? I speak to myself. There's small people like me that sometimes harder than to work on it. You take a capital Tehillim, and you say it slow. Shula Mailois. You finish, Ribbono Shel Olam, please give me the akor in Rosh Hashanah that will be zeichet the oived lefonecho this Rosh Hashanah be'emes. So, Say it every day. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Stipler said once, when you're diving for money, maybe he gives you. But when you're diving for Kirvas Elohim and Avodas Hashem, he every time listens. Because no reason for him not to listen. When you ask for money, he has Cheshbonos. Yeah, maybe the missiles are coming. But when you ask, a person never knows why Hashem gives him tzoras. Who knows what he has to be metaken? Who knows? Hashem knows this person is such a tzaddik. But if he will have a little bit of money, the first thing he will buy is an iPhone. Hashem knows the iPhone is Gehenna, yeah? He knows. He don't know if he has Chalkol Amabe. Even if he doesn't look, yeah? There's an Isur to have Toyavo. If you have the option to have Aveir, there's also, come on, I'm not going in Mekatar Yemadim, Sabazundar Shmuz, yeah? So Hashem knows, if I'll give him money, he'll buy an iPhone, he'll lose all of his Chalkol Amabe, even if he doesn't look in movies because he has the Pas Besalo, yeah? So I'm giving, he'll be poor all of his life because I love him. That was the guy he doesn't love, he gives him the money. You know the Cheshbonos. I'm giving an example, yeah? You know, this guy wants to know this chavrus, it never works. Hashem knows, because with this guy, he will speak the whole time, Roshonor, he'll be left with the garnish. You never know the cheshbon in Shomayim. I say, Alamo, we're running late already. I say, Alamo, Bocher asked me, and Geman asked me, every time when he learns good, he misses the ride home. His bus is here. Yeah? Every time that he learns good. Every day that he learns shvach, he chaps the bus. So Balabatish, the pshat, is when he learns good, he goes late, so he loses the bus, yeah? When he learns shvach, is when he's outside 6 o'clock, so mainly he chaps it. This could be stam, al derech hateva, the pshat. But he said, he doesn't understand. He learns good, he misses the bus, costs him a taxi, 50 shekel home. He learns shvach, he takes the bus. I told him, very posh the pshat. I know you, I got to know it, yeah? He's a very nice guy when he learns. But when he doesn't learn, his mouth is reshus harabim, full with boyas, yeah? And the bus, I went one with him, he speaks, first he speaks about against all the rabbeim that he knows, then against all the friends, and then all, against all the gedolim. He has a list, how he goes through, yeah? So every time when he finishes Seder, if he goes on the bus, when he comes home after 20 minutes Lashon Hara, his bag is empty, yeah? He gave out all of his mitzvahs, full with aveiros. So the day that he learns good, Hashem loves him, stucks him with a taxi, then the home Nebuch will speak to the walls. Hashem loves him. And the day he learns bad, send him to the bus. So I'm just giving an example. He doesn't know the Cheshbon Shamayim. It's, but the Ramban says there's no questions. And if you daven, he listens. This is our avoda now, to get ready. To get ready to Rosh Hashanah. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we get ready, we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya, we'll be Zeicha Lashonah Toivu Mesukah Be'ezus Hashem.